The new book, How Natives Think, reopens the 200-year-old murder case of Captain James Cook. The author, anthropologist Marshall Solins, argues that our understanding of other cultures needn't be bounded by the limitations of our own. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
When Captain James Cook was put to death by irate Hawaiian natives in February 1779, his bones were distributed among the victorious island chieftains. Now, over 200 years later, a pair of distinguished scholars are vying with each other to claim their own piece of Cook. At stake in this struggle is the answer to one of the most controversial questions of our time. That is, can someone who belongs to one group ever speak for, or even to, another group? The hubbub began in the 1980s when anthropologist Marshall Solins first suggested Cook was killed because of a cosmic case of mistaken identity. The Hawaiians, he claimed, mistook Cook for their fertility god, Lono. Journals kept by Cook's officers attest to the fact that when Cook set foot on Maui, he was hailed as Lono and wrapped in sacred red cloth. Cook's arrival and departure from Maui eerily coincided with Lono's feast period, but then Cook's luck ran out. A storm damaged his ship, and he had to return to Maui in the middle of a month consecrated to a rival god. The Hawaiians were furious that their religious calendar had been violated, and so they sacrificed Cook. Solin's interpretation really annoyed a Sri Lankan scholar named Gananath Obesekura. In 1992, Obesekura wrote an award-winning book entitled The Apotheosis of Captain Cook, in which he accused Solins of being the moral equivalent of Cook. In other words, a white Westerner violating the integrity of the Hawaiians with his imperialist Heart of Darkness myth. That's the one where superstitious natives routinely deified their European conquerors. As a Sri Lankan, Obesekura claimed he had a special affinity with his fellow others, the Hawaiians. In his version of the murder mystery, rational Hawaiians killed Cook, not because they thought he was a trespassing divinity, but because of his inhuman brutality. No way, says Solins in his new book, cheekily entitled How Natives Think. Originally planned as an essay, it weighs in at over 300 snitty, witty pages and includes 17 appendices. In it, Solins dismembers Obesekura's arguments as deftly as the Hawaiians carved up Cook. Solins dismisses what he calls a certain pseudo-politics of anthropology that expresses its solidarity with indigenous peoples by endowing them with the highest Western bourgeois values. Solins says Obesekura misrepresents the Hawaiians by making them into rational thinkers, and irony of ironies, by equating them with Sri Lankans, in effect saying that all natives think alike. How Natives Think represents more than just another swipe in a typical scholarly catfight. In the overwhelming specificity of his study, Solins trumps the vulgar identity politics that infects our national dialogue from faculty lounges to bus stops. As the acknowledged dean of Hawaiian studies, Solins honors the hard work it takes to understand a different culture. At the same time, he conveys the implicit hope that we can all somehow reach beyond the boxes that frame us and block us from others. To think that Hawaiians would be intelligible only to other Hawaiians, or that women or African Americans or gay people could only really understand their own kind, that way of thinking, to Solins, leads to the real heart of darkness.
Our book critic, Maureen Corrigan, teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed How Natives Think by Marshall Solins.